if someone's ever given you one of those monthly subscription gifts where you get the chocolate of the month, or this is a real one, the socks of the month club, every month you're like, oh, that's a fun little gift, and it reminds you that they were thinking of you. Well, buckle up, Buttercup. We're about to take subscription services to a whole new level. It's the Chicken of the Month Club. That's right. You can join me and other potties and WayFM listeners at fh.org/Wally Show and give two chickens to a different family every month. Now, chickens in these developing countries make a huge difference in the lives of these families. These chickens provide a sustainable source of protein through their eggs every day, which helps nourish malnourished kids. And since chickens multiply quickly, it's a great side hustle for these families in that they can generate income by selling eggs or chicks in the market. And by you doing a $28 a month gift, you can make sure that a different family gets two chickens every month. That's kind of cool and very different. If someone gave me two chickens every month, I wouldn't know what to do with that. But in these other countries, they not only know what to do with them, they're also very thankful for people thinking of them and helping them out of these tough times. So what I love about Food for the Hungry is their mission to end poverty by going to the places and walking with some of the world's most vulnerable people, and they've done it for 50 years. You can trust them and you can do some good right now. So go to fh.org/Wally Show if you want to join our Chicken of the Month Club. Oh. Welcome to the Wally Show Aftercast, all the stuff we did not get to during the course of the show today. If you've ever looked around a room and thought, am I the one that's high maintenance? It probably is you. A minute ago. Yeah, Gavin knows where I'm going. Betty Rock screams about the temperature in the studio.
Screams is a very harsh term. Yeah, I didn't scream. Accurate. No, I didn't raise my voice.
You're like, it's so hot in here. It's so cold in here. Gavin, go hit the button.
Didn't say that.
And if it's not screaming, it's at least repetitive.
Watch yourself.
So Gavin goes back and changes the temperature because it's in another room. And rightfully so, the temperature fluctuates in here like crazy.
Rightfully so.
Right. But Gavin went and got Betty Rock a fan because she was hot a minute ago. And we were going to close the studio door to do Aftercast. Yeah, exactly. He's thinking ahead. He's looking out for you. Yeah. And Betty Rock's like, still so hot in here. Maybe I should cut off my heating blanket that I'm wearing. Like, yeah, you think?
Well,
that poor kid's been jacking the air conditioner up and down, running, which could kill him.
You're wearing a sweater, too.
It's so hot in here. Why? If there was just something somebody could do to cool this tarnation place off. Oh, I got my heating blanket on.
Are you done?
I probably could go on longer.
I said, if I want to take some personal ownership in this situation, I should turn my blanket off.
That's it.
That's what I said, okay? So that means I'm taking personal ownership and I'm doing something about it.
Poor kid.
Now, everybody just shut up.
I love that you've been hot today and you've got a heating blanket on. I woke up, though, to 3 o'clock this morning or 3:30 this morning. I woke up cold. I'm like, why am I cold? I have a heater. I know it's cold outside, but I have a heater. I look up and I hear this little tick, tick, tick. My ceiling fan is on. At some point in the night, my wife gets up more than I do. Like, I don't get up at all. Once I'm in bed, I'm out till I wake up. And my wife gets up out of bed a few times. And so somewhere in her brain, in the middle of winter, she thought this is a good idea to turn the ceiling fan on. And so, like, and doesn't tell me, obviously, because I'm asleep. But then I wake up freezing, and she needs it because her temperature's all over the place. It's crazy, man.
You have to go through so much.
The women in my life and temperature and deciding where to eat are the things that the women in my life struggle with.
It's all us.
Absolutely.
All us.
Lady Rock has a lot of the heavy lifting today for the Aftercast.
Yes, I do.
You had some more of the stuff we already talked about in the regular show, but we didn't get to all of it. The jerk moves, right?
Yes. Okay. So these are the 10 top things that we can all agree on that are considered quote unquote jerk moves.
Now, you told me that there are some of these that get under your craw too.
Under my craw?
Yeah, craw.
Under my skin?
Like, no, and get
craw?
Stuck.
What's a craw?
Get stuck in your craw.
Craw?
Yeah.
What is it?
That's a country saying.
I learned so many things from you.
Yeah, it's a country saying. Get stuck in your craw, something that bothers you.
Stuck in my craw.
Irks my taters. I've heard that. I have not heard
irks my taters. All right,
okay. So we talked about trying to push through and exit a plane before it's your turn.
Yeah, annoying.
Like, sit in your seat until it's your turn.
Yeah.
You're not going to get there any faster.
Even the people that are one row behind you as you get up and they still like try to move ahead of you into your space. Like, why would you do that? Like, I get standing up in the aisle where you are.
Know.
I don't get it.
Do you remember that story from last year about the guy who was getting mad at a guy who was trying to go sleep, but the guy was blind?
Yes, he was taking so long to get off the flight.
Another one was trying to enter an elevator before others have exited.
Yes, yes, it's common sense. It's common sense. And I don't know if it's just an American thing, but in foreign countries, no one understands that. The door's open and it's a free-for-all.
You're just fighting everybody.
Like, I need to get out here.
Like, I've seen it happen here, too, where I've literally said something to somebody as they're trying to jam their way in. And go, hey, why don't you let everybody off first? Like, come on, man. Like, I always do this. I always put my arm out and I hold the door and I let everybody else off first. Like that's my elevator etiquette. And like, and I've had somebody try to step in before, and I've blocked them. I've blocked them out like a pick in basketball.
Wow.
I don't mess with elevator stuff.
We talked about not replacing the toilet paper roll, even to the point where at the bathrooms here, someone will not put it on the roll. They will put a new one on top of the old one.
On it. It's like, how lazy are you?
Why?
I've done that.
Gavin!
You're a jerk.
Like, it's just like a thing where you do it and then you just forget that you needed to put it on. And now we actually we have like new things in our bathroom where you just have to slip it on. You don't even have to pull out there.
Yeah.
So now there's no good excuse.
There isn't. But you mark my words.
Yeah, somebody will do it.
People still do it. Flipping through the pictures on someone else's phone when they just wanted to show you one.
I don't like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I always ask when someone is going to show me a picture, I ask, which way am I supposed to go?
Yeah. Do
because
I swipe left or right?
I don't want to swipe the wrong way.
Yeah, I get that. Like, because sometimes they'll say, here, look at these pictures, and it's a few. And so you're flipping.
Right.
And then when you start getting into, like, their Thanksgiving photos, you're like, should I stop?
Maybe
we're going to keep going a little bit more. See what's happening.
No.
I think if you're going to show someone pictures, you should be the one scrolling.
Yeah.
I think.
That's the etiquette. Yeah, instead of just handing your phone off.
Ditching frozen or refrigerated food on regular grocery store shelves.
Ditching.
Oh, you take it and then leave it. Yeah.
Because then it'll get spoiled. And that's a reason why my mom always taught me when she was grocery shopping, she said, never get the first one. Because if an employee finds it in a regular,
it's a good idea,
you know, row,
yeah,
well, then it's been de-thawed and it could be bad.
I never thought of that before. You
know? Is it very bad etiquette to leave a not, like if you took a box of cereal and then left it somewhere else where
absolutely
cereal, is that okay in your mind, or is that still in the same realm of
It back. Take it back where you got it from. Like my dad always raised me, return something in the manner in which you got it or make it better. Like, and so like I love my wife and she's not a bad person, so don't judge her. But like, we'll be out and we'll shopping, she'll decide not to get something, she'll be like, oh, just put it on the shelf there. Like, no, take it back, like, to where you got it from.
But maybe you're providing the employees with something to do.
There's not one person that's their sole job. Like, if that was the case, fine, I'll keep them employed. But, like, it's just an added job that somebody else already has to do of other things that they have on their list. Yeah. And so like, I'll, like, take it back. And if she won't, I will take it back.
That's the reason she does it, because she really just wants you to do it.
Yeah, because it bothers me. I think it's rude.
Number five was taking up two or more parking spaces by parking outside of the lines.
Yeah.
So, yesterday, I had to go with my roommate to the airport. There was this nice SUV that took up two parking spots, and it was already hard to find just one.
That.
It made me so angry to the point where I wanted to deflate the tires.
Have you ever? But all you do is park super close to them.
But that's the thing. The parking spots that were beside them were taken. There's no way.
So you couldn't get in there.
Yeah, there's no way. Now, if you had a motorcycle, you could.
And I have done that before. Someone's parked like really badly like that, and I've parked super close to them. So
they can't get in?
Because you know they're not going to ding your car. Like, they might scratch it with a key, but it's my car, I don't care. But like, like they're not going to dare ding your car, you know?
Right. Ugh, it's so aggravating. And plus, if you're that worried about your car, like just park in the boonies.
Yeah, don't drive it. Or park way out.
Park very far back.
Making it impossibly hard to cancel subscriptions.
Yes.
I recently went through this with Paramount Plus.
Oh, really?
Shout out to Paramount Plus.
Like, easy or tough?
Horrible.
Oh, well,
I still didn't figure it out. So what I did
shout out seems positive.
I know. What? It's negative in this situation.
Okay.
I did this over break and it was like a button.
Uh-oh. Like HBO Max, I was able to cancel quickly.
Trying to figure this out. So I got to the point where I just deleted my card that they charged. So now
Really?
If they try to charge me, they can't do it.
Good
because
for
there
you.
Is no card.
Gavin, yeah, walk me through the process.
No, let me walk you through okay, my please. Process.
Yeah,
so the
happened?
Process was I got on the website, yeah. Paramount Plus website, and they said, it looks like you subscribed on your Roku, so you need to go to the Roku and unsubscribe.
Oh.
Great. Okay, okay, I'll do that.
That's step one that's annoying.
Now I'm getting.
So I go to the Roku to unsubscribe.
Yeah.
I go there. It says, you didn't subscribe on this Roku.
Oh.
So then I YouTube it because I'm like, surely someone has figured this out on YouTube. They're like, you need to push the star button on your Roku when you get on the Paramount Plus app, and it'll give you the option to cancel. I do that. There is no
Seems
option
easy,
to cancel.
But it didn't do that.
So then I'm like, okay, let me go to Paramount Plus on my phone and see if that'll do it.
Nope.
It wasn't an option on there. So then I go to my Apple Store account because maybe I did it like a subscription through my Apple. I don't know. Nope. It's not on there either.
And now you're an hour in.
Right. And they're still charging me. So that just made me angry.
Oh, I get
So I was able to figure out where my card information was. I just deleted everything.
That's actually smart. Like because then that happens to us here at WayFM. Like if people's cards change, then their donation stops. Like if they have a monthly donation and we have a staff that will call people and say, hey, didn't know if you knew this, but your card expired. You know, would you like to re-up? And, I mean, it's important. I mean, it recoups hundreds of thousands of dollars, you know? Mm-hmm. And so I like that was genius move on
Thank
your
you.
Part.
I even looked for emails that they would send me because, you know, every streaming service does that.
Do.
Couldn't find one.
Now, like, I've had a few services where, like, HBO Max was easy to unsubscribe. They say Apple Music is my YouTube TV. There was a problem. Like, they charged me twice because I had done a trial and then something didn't work, like, and so I redid it.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but when it hung the first time, I thought it hadn't gone through, but I guess it did. And so they charged me twice. I got on the phone with them and they solved it in 5 minutes and were great.
See, I like that a lot because that really stands out. So I have the Sonic app, which is a fast food restaurant chain. I don't know if y'all have it in your area, but if you don't, you should look it up. It's great. But I have the app and they were having issues with it. And I was ordering a sweet tea through there and it would not go through. And I kept clicking, go through, go through, go through. It was taking out
every time.
Account. But you know what? I saw every time they put it back in.
Oh,
put it
nice.
Back in, and then they didn't even charge me for when I did
nice.
Get the
sweet Good
tea.
On Sonic.
I know.
I think the newest technology.
So shout out to Sonic in a positive way.
There you go. The newest technology thing that drives me crazy is setting up something like a new subscription on your TV. And
you have to go through that.
And you have to do it on your you have to do it on your phone too.
Yeah.
You have to have a separate device to set this up on. And it drives me crazy.
Google is the worst because they have to authenticate.
Authenticate.
Like, they're going to send you a code on your phone.
Yeah.
You got to plug that into your TV.
Yeah.
And then the TV's like, well, is that your phone? Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Because that's where I got
you
the code.
You told me to go there.
Uh-huh.
Well, now that code doesn't work anymore because you waited too long. Are you kidding
through the
me?
Roof.
I got a text from someone today, Steve, that we work with, because he was trying to get into our YouTube account to get some information.
Sure.
But it's tied to our Gmail account that it had to send it to me so that it could send to him.
I've had to do that with you before, too. I'm like, Rock, you're going to get a code. I need I need the code so I can put it into this stupid computer.
I have a whole nother, like, you know, internet tab set to the side of our YouTube page open because I never want to close it because if I close it, I'm scared that I will have to go through Betty to get back into it.
Oh, I get it.
Because I'm just
it.
Like, I don't want to have to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's such a pain.
Like, there's certain things, like my wife has some of the accounts and so it'll send it to her phone and if she's out, I'm like, I'm just trying to log back in.
Yeah.
There's times I've almost, as a grown man, cried. I've been in the office and I'm like, I know what I need to do. I just want to get my job done so I can go home. And I'm having to call Zach, former producer Zach.
Yeah.
Dude, you're going to get a code and because he set up something 12 years ago.
Now, sometimes it is user error. That can play a part.
Every once in a while.
But
I don't read
I'll tell you another one that was, they're getting tricky is what they're doing. So I had Audible for a little bit because they have this new deal where you could get it for like 50% off or whatever. And I was going to try it. Well, I spend two of my credits, but I have one credit left. And they told me I have to spend it before I cancel my subscription.
What?
I know. So at this point, because I had tried it so many times.
And there's probably nothing for one credit?
No, you can. Okay. You can get something. But I just didn't know what to get, right. And I didn't have the time. And I thought, you know, when you put that reminder on your phone to cancel something, you want to do it now or you're just going to forget.
Yep.
So I just took the chance and I said, you know what? I don't care. Cancel anyway. And I thought that was going to get rid of the one credit that I had left. It didn't. I still had that credit, but they worded it to make it sound like I was going to lose that credit if I canceled.
Oh.
But I wasn't.
Oh,
I wasn't going to.
Nice.
Ugh. So I showed them.
Yeah, you did. You're on a roll.
Moving on. Number three, passing somebody on the road.
Wow, that was just a couple
yes,
in this
Yes, I told
list.
You we were going to get on rants.
Yeah.
Number three, passing someone on the road only to then go slower than they were going.
Boom.
Why? Why do you do that? I've had people do that, pull out in front of me. They saw me coming and they pull out in front of me and then they hit their brakes. And I'm like, why? Or they pass me and they get to the red light 1 second quicker than I did.
Yeah, I've seen that happen on my way to work in the morning. Like somebody will pass on these dark roads and then you end up at the same light.
Yeah.
Today I felt bad for the guy. Like I beat the guy to the four-way stop in my neighborhood. He was flying through the neighborhood. And a lot of times in the morning, I'll just go ahead. You're obviously in a hurry, maybe trying to get to the airport or something. But he was going so fast in the neighborhood and I had the right of way. I'm like, I'm going to teach him a lesson because I drive slow in the neighborhood. And the first road I come out on, it's a 40-mile-an-hour road. And I set my cruise control at 40 miles an hour because I've been pulled over on it before. Mm-hmm. And there's a cop that sits in a couple different places. Mm-hmm. And so I got out there in front of the guy and I knew it was going to drive him nuts. I set it at 40 and I just ignored him as he rode my bumper the entire road.
Man.
The whole time I'm like, Lord, please let that cop be here so the guy can see there's a reason I'm doing this.
Yeah, but he wasn't.
No. So then, he got... Here's the best part, though. So when you get to this one split in the road, you can go left that will take you back to this road, or you can go straight, and it all ends up back at the same road where another light is. This guy's going to show me. So I go left, he goes straight and bombs by me. I'm sure there was a finger involved. He blows by me so that he can beat me to that next light. Mm-hmm. So I get to the next light, and it's all about timing because it's an equal distance, but I get to the next light, and as I'm driving up, I see my light's red, his is green, and then I watch it change, and his goes red and mine goes green, and I'm out in front of him. Again.
Waving as you go.
How do you do? And normally that's the next road I'll speed on a little bit. Not today. Today was like
time.
Speed limit, and we're doing the exact speed limit. Oh, so great! And this is all at 4 a.m. before I even get to work.
It's funny you can use the speed limit. Like actually going the speed limit is the way that you mess with people.
Exactly. Yeah.
Look at you.
What if someone was at the hospital in an emergency and it was the last time they were going to see that person and you slowed them down to where they didn't get to see them?
We'll never know.
Yeah, no, I don't know. So.
I don't care. I want to ask y'all a question because this is something I was talking with a friend of mine. Have you noticed that I think after COVID, who knows when after COVID
is. Yeah, we're still in it.
But
there's a lot of it.
Have you noticed that you feel like people are running out of patience because at red lights?
Yeah.
People are running red lights, and I mean blatantly.
I do see that.
Because I will be stopped at a red light, and there'll be a truck or car in the other lane next to me, and they will still go through.
Yeah.
To where people are now green, and they're honking at them. It's like, you can't do that. You're going to kill somebody.
I have noticed the patience thing, because like in the height of COVID, like I was the only one in my family that was going out. Like I was coming to work, I was doing shopping, and I got to tell you, it was glorious. There was no one around. I didn't have to wait in line for stuff. I was so great. Mm. Like for my uptight, like hypertension personality and my lack of patience, it was fantastic. And so then you start integrating people back into society, and all of a sudden I'm waiting for things, and I have to remind myself. I literally have to remind myself while I'm waiting. All right, no one's done anything wrong. It's just people. You're not any better than anybody else.
Yeah.
You don't deserve to be through this line faster. And I have to remind myself, because during the height of it, I was getting stuff done. You know, it was so great. And so I find myself way less patient than before.
Yeah, and I'm wondering if that's even leaking into other things, like not even on the road, but just when you're out in public in general, because... You know, you were able to get through doing whatever you wanted to do and not have to deal with stupidity.
Right.
And now people are getting back out in the world.
Yeah, and they're
dumb.
Like,
are you kidding
me? Absolutely. It's driving me nuts. And I have to, but again, like I said, I've got to keep that in check and remind myself that, you know, no one's done anything wrong. They're not against you. They're not all conspiring against you. They're just trying to live their lives.
But are you still not using your blinker?
No, I only, okay. This is I had this discussion with my daughter the other day. I use my blinker for sure when it impacts other people. Like if I'm going to be turning, for example, on like if I'm driving in a road and I'm going to make a turn and there's no way that someone can get around me, I use my blinker to let them know to start slowing down because I'm going to make this turn. Mm-hmm. Or if I'm changing a lane and it's going to affect somebody right there, then absolutely. But if there's somebody 1,000 yards away from me, I don't use my blinker. I don't use my blinkers if it doesn't affect somebody else and help them because I don't want to waste the energy.
In the past, you've made it sound like it doesn't matter. You're just not using your blinkers.
I've gotten better
because
about
you don't want people supposedly to know where you're going.
Right,
because
exactly.
Everyone wants to know what you are doing.
I got
to
be stealth. Because I realize that, like, say you're sitting, you're at a place and you want to turn out across traffic and somebody's driving towards you. And then the last second they turn in and you could have gone if they had given you a blinker. I have a couple roads like that on my way to work that are real frustrating that back way up. And so that would frustrate me. And so I always make sure I have my blinker so somebody else can go. Here's the big one for me. Trying to get out of my housing development during peak times can be really challenging.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, it's bad.
Yeah.
And so when I'm coming the opposite direction and turning into my housing development, I always stop. And whoever's trying to turn across traffic, I stop and I let them go. I wave them on before I turn in every time.
See, I've learned, though, that can cause accidents. Because you know how you can, stop traffic? It gets people angry. Then they get in more of a rush. And I get where you're coming from because you want to be nice. They've probably been sitting there waiting for forever. So I get it. But I've definitely been in situations where someone has stopped and then you're not expecting anyone to be stopping there.
Right.
And then you have to slam on your brakes, or this person in one lane stops but another lane is going.
I never do it for that. Yeah,
and then you just don't know
when someone
to go.
Gets clipped.
Right.
That's one I won't do, but mine's just a 2-lane. So I have to stop anyway to make the turn.
Yeah.
So I stop, I wave them on, and then I get mad when they don't, when they're not paying attention. You're like, go, 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 go. And then, but the same neighbors that I always let out, and then they won't do that for you. You're like, And when they turn in, you've been there for five minutes. You're like, you're the worst. You're the worst. You know what? I'm going to turn around and follow you. I'm going to follow you and find out where you live.
You have a problem.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. And last.
We're still on the list.
Yes. Eating food that isn't yours.
Oh, this is Betty's.
And is even marked with someone else's name.
Go off, Betty. Go
Let me just say, it was a balmy spring morning, 2019. A day I will never forget. A day that will live in infamy. I had a cupcake that was half eaten in the company refrigerator. I had my name written on it.
Yep.
Someone went in there, ate it, and then threw the container away.
Yep.
Ate a half-eaten cupcake that did not belong to them. That person still did not fess up. I still don't know to this day who did it. I have my guesses.
And you know what? You're still here and they're not, so you still win.
There is that. Also, when that person left, we bought some cupcakes to just wish Front them cakes. A fair farewell.
Yeah.
I took one of those cupcakes, took a huge bite out of it, put it back in the container, left a little note with a toothpick that said, farewell.
Take that, COVID.
Moving on. And the last one, and this is one that Wally just can't stand, blocking someone else's driveway.
Oh, yeah.
That is because here at the station, we have a car missions
testing
service that closed down in the next county over. And so now those two counties are having to use the same one, which makes the line in front of the station so long.
And it doesn't move quickly.
It does not move quickly. And they don't realize that when we pull out of the driveway from the station, we're not trying to get in that line to get in their spot. We're just trying to go home.
Most of us turn the other direction.
Right. But Wally, at one point, and this woman, her face is etched in his
memory.
She's
on my list.
It will be one of the last faces he sees when he's on his deathbed.
Oh, absolutely. Her and the guy at Blue Ridge at the barbecue place. Those two people, I think about them every day.
She did not let him out. She
no.
looked at him in his ocular sockets, rolled her eyes, applied her lipstick, and stayed
She's
put.
She's just like, I am hotter than you, and I'm going to do whatever I want to do. And I got to tell you, wasn't that great? And she had room to pull up, and she would not pull
she
up.
She wouldn't do it.
That was so wrong. And then, you're talking about the lane that backs up. I had a lady try to cut me off and almost hit me. I was coming to work and in the afternoon one day, and so I'm in the left-hand lane, so I go up beside her to then turn into our driveway.
Uh-huh.
She speeds up because she thinks I'm trying to cut in line, speeds up and almost hits me and cuts me off, so I couldn't get in front of her, and my wife let her have it.
Really?
Yeah, nice. Marty let her have it. Marty good. Did like the face and the hands. Yeah. You
that's
know,
gotta feel good.
Yeah, I was like, good for you, honey. Yeah, because Southwest, why do I have a Southwest notification? Am I flying somewhere? Oh, no. Sorry, my phone just went off. a new sale is on. Hurry, it'll be gone.
You are the reason. You are one of the perfect people to turn those notifications off.
Yeah.
You heard me, but you're not going to do anything about it. No.
Yeah,
the perfect example.
If I had a flight book?
Oh, my God.
And I needed to check in so I don't get a middle seat.
Wow.
So, there you go. All right, let's do one of the least of these. You pick,
yes.
And then we'll got to call it.
Okay, so this one is Jimmy Fallon. So he did... this thing where he read fake show sponsors.
Oh, that's funny.
I think they're pretty funny.
Starbucks. We're the reason you know three and only three words in Italian. Yeah. Home Depot. We're not affected by the labor shortage because no one ever worked here. Apple. We could make your iPhone glass unbreakable. We just don't want to. Waffle House. Ever wanted to eat hash browns while two truck drivers get in a knife fight? Monster energy drinks. Sure, we might give you a heart attack, but we also might wake you up from one, too. Best Buy. You guys would tell us if we're the new Radio Shack, right?
Those are really good. Those are good. That'd be a funny bit for the show as new sponsors, like, and make them overly Christian.
That would be funny.
All right, let's do some birthdays and get out.
All right, we've got two. Stormy, happy birthday.
Ooh, happy birthday. Oh, I like that name.
I want to hear how you guys do the birthday song this time because it's becoming more and more chaotic each time you do it.
Happy birthday, we actually have a lady on our TV here, a weather person. Her name is Danielle Breezy.
And it's got to be made up.
No, it's real. That's her real name. Mm. And I swear to you, it's her real name. I've looked it up. Because I was so curious.
What does she
but
do?
Stormy would be a great weather person name.
Is she our weather girl?
Stormy is Kylie Jenner's daughter's name.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's becoming kind of mainstream.
Ah,
don't want to do that.
Still good, though. Except for you, who just got your birthday shout out.
Sorry, Stormy. You got it before her, I'm sure. Okay, Emily wants to wish Steffi a happy birthday, saying she loves Disney and her 30th birthday.
Oh, nice.
Happy birthday. Which Disney animal or Disney sidekick would you like to be? I'll tell you now which one I'd like to be.
Oh, good, go.
I would like to be... either the chicken in Moana.
Oh, you are the chicken in Moana.
Really confused.
It's already close.
Yeah.
Hey.
Or I would like to be, I think it was a duck. I'm not sure. But the one that carried the bucket in Finding Dory. Do you remember this? Where the seal was like, you have to make eye contact with her.
Yes.
She's so stupid.
Yeah. Wow. It's interesting you picked those two.
Yeah, because they're fun.
Yeah. Oh, boy. This is a good one. Gavin?
Well, it's hard. Yeah. Which one I'd want to be?
Oh, or maybe the raccoon in Pocahontas.
I've never seen all
of
Pocahontas.
Yeah, he gets to eat all the biscuits.
That's a really good pick.
Because Disney's good at having, like, the tertiary, you know, the best friend comedy relief character that you have in those.
I think I'd want to be a horse.
Oh, you could be Entangled.
Could be Flynn Rider's horse. Yeah.
Or Belle's horse.
No, I'll go with the Tangled horse.
Yeah, he was a cool horse.
I don't
horse.
Have a good reason for that. Yeah.
There was the cute little lizard in Tangled. Remember the little lizard? Mm. You could change colors.
Yeah, but you'd be so small in a world of big people.
Yeah, and he almost drowned.
Mm. Yeah.
I get that.
I'd probably have to be Mike Wazowski.
Oh, that really fits you well.
He does, yeah. All right. Well, with that's going to do it for your Aftercast.
And as always, thanks for being a potty.
Thank you.